You can support this podcast on patreon.com/firstpawmedia. Welcome to the Rockin' Coaster Podcast, presented by First Paw Media. Whether your favorite is a Giga, a Steel Dive, or old Woody roller coasters are your thing, or you're a fan of classic rock, hard rock, or grunge, we talk about it here. Each summer, Robert and Michelle Forteau travel the country in search of the best roller coasters and music festivals. Sit back and enjoy the show.
Hello and welcome to the Rockin' Coasters podcast. I'm your host, Michelle Forteau, and to kick off the new year, we started something new every week. We're going to talk about the top metal albums of the year and share some cool facts from back in time. So sit back, kids. This is going to be a wild ride. It's 1978. World-changing event in 1978 was Louis Brown, the first test tube baby, was born healthy in Oldman General Hospital in the UK. The top song was Night Fever by the Bee Gees. Some quotes from 1978 include, the plane boss from Tattoo, who was the character from Fantasy Island. His name was Hervé Villechaize. Nanu Nanu, Mork from Ork, otherwise known as Robin Williams. Let's talk about the top metal album. 1978 brought us Stained Class by Judas Priest. As Judas Priest continued to map out the cornerstones of the traditional heavy metal realm, they moved the furthest yet from their rock roots in 1978. On Stained Class, and nothing could have been more evident of this than the raging speed metal opener Exciter. With the sultry lead work and piercing falsettos of Saints in Hell, Priest's vision seemed clearer than ever, especially with the galloping might of the title track and Savage in tow. While the metal was certainly flowing, the Brits still delved into the progressive nature of the 70s with the mystical Beyond the Realms of Death, one of their most moving and enduring tracks. So you guys, what do you think? Do you think you'll like this series? Let me know in the comments section and on our social channels. Search Rockin' Coasters Podcast and do me a favor, hit that subscribe button. And one last thing, watch your podcast feed on Mondays as we will do the same format for the top rock albums too. I almost forgot. There's one super cool last bit of trivia. Jim Jones got 909 followers to commit suicide, including many children, by drinking poisoned Kool-Aid in his Jonestown commune. This is how the term drink the Kool-Aid came into being. And on that note, please head on over to patreon.com/firstpawmedia and sign up today and you will get access to behind the scenes content, exclusive merch, and more. I'm your host, Michelle Forteau for First Paw Media. See you next time.